From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Friday, Governor Jay Nixon signed a wide-ranging agriculture bill into law. This comes less than a year after he vetoed a similar version. KBIA's Stephen Anthony explains what makes this year's bill different.
Last year, a provision relating to captive deer was in the bill, which Nixon objected to, and lawmakers failed to override his veto. Ashley McDonald is the director of state legislative affairs for the Missouri Farm Bureau. She says leaving out that provision of this year's bill made it easy for Nixon to sign.
I think everybody in the legislature knew that and felt like if we just took that out, that he would sign it. And so we were happy that that ended up happening, that without it, he did sign it.
The bill will also increase the weight limits on livestock and grain that trucks can take on Missouri highways during harvest season. Stephen Anthony, KBIA News.
MU is looking to increase revenue for its libraries. Administrators are proposing a new student fee to help close the gap in funding. The $5 per credit hour fee would go into effect for the fall semester of 2016 and increase by $2 annually over the next 5 years. Jim Cogswell is the director of libraries. He says the fee would help provide students with services they have been requesting in the past. Cogswell says the student library ambassadors would serve as the voice of students for the libraries and determine how the fees will be used. Students will be able to vote this coming November on the proposal. Graffiti artists are looking to make a name for themselves in downtown Columbia. KBIA's Steve Dawson has more on the story.
Over the last few months, Columbia police have seen an unusually high amount of graffiti, probably the work of 4 to 6 graffiti artists. Two of these artists were arrested last month. In many cases, the artists are trying to build name recognition through their spray-painted tags, an anonymous signature or symbol. In some cases, these tags cost building owners hundreds of dollars to clean. Executive Director of the District, Katie Essing, says that early removal of graffiti not only benefits building owners, but also discourages future tagging.
Generally, the rule of thumb is if you can remove it within a couple days, that is good because the graffiti artist is looking for publicity and exposure. So the quicker it's removed, the better for everyone.
Essing says the old historic brick in downtown Columbia is most expensive to clean. The district's office provides tagged businesses a graffiti removal kit to encourage a quick cleanup. Steve Dawson, KBIA News.
Enrollment has gone up almost 20% at Missouri public colleges since the recession. Illinois enrollment has gone down almost 17%. That's according to a new report by the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association. Andrew Carlson is the report's principal analyst. He says that state funding for higher education has dropped almost 28% in Missouri and 19% nationwide since fiscal year 2008. Illinois has increased its higher education funding more than any other state in the country since the recession, 50%, but the money has all gone to pay for its underfunded pension. Missouri's GOP-controlled legislature is using its clout to push for limits to the state's social safety net. Proposals nearing the end of the legislative process include a measure to tie the amount of time available for individuals to receive unemployment benefits to the state's unemployment rate. Instead of the current 20 weeks, people could receive as little as 13 weeks of benefits. Another bill would cut how long low-income families can receive monthly assistance. A Senate budget proposal also would reduce funding for the social services, health, and mental health departments. Some Republicans say those agencies are wasteful and resources instead should go to programs designed to help welfare recipients find a job or get a better job. Democrats say the proposal could harm the state's most vulnerable residents. A bill to remove any penalties for taxpayers who agree to pay back their delinquent taxes will head to the Missouri House for further review. The bill passed through the Senate last week after passing through the House last month. The bill grants amnesty to citizens who had taxes due before December 31, 2014. Despite receiving support in both branches, some legislators, like Missouri State Senator Ed Emery, believe this proposal is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Missouri passed a similar law in 2002. The Missouri Legislative Research Committee says the proposal could raise $20 million for the next fiscal year in additional revenue. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.